lots of cinnamon rolls and made from it, and loaves of bread and hot rolls. Of course, I kind of fell out of that. I make a lot of rolls, a lot of bread.
She's one of the best bread makers in the country.
And he's spoiled too. He likes
You're one of the best bread eaters in the country, yeah. Right?
He likes homemade bread, and I like to make it. So
that's a perfect batch, isn't it?
We don't buy much bread.
Do you remember in the old days they made cornbread?
Oh yes. They still make cornbread a lot. People do.
Did they ever call it anything else besides cornbread?
Yes. Punk.
Punk. Okay.
My grandfather.
Papa says not particularly cornbread, but white bread was sometimes. They didn't put it in loaves. They just kind of spread it out in flat and cooked it, and they called it punk. Is that right?
No, that's not the way I remember.
Okay, you say.
my grandfather McCaslin used to say, "Well, I'll make a pan of punk for us."
Punk.
And it was just like biscuit dough, only a little thinner, and he'd spread it in a pan like you would for cornbread, and bake it just like you would cornbread.
But it was a little different than cornbread.
But it didn't have any cornmeal in it. It was biscuit, just like hot biscuit dough.
A lot of the people mixed their biscuits in the top of the flour sack. They opened a sack of flour, and right in the flour, they made their biscuits.
Yeah, right there, without even taking the flour out. They just did it right there. I didn't know that.
They'd pour in so much milk or
baking powder, whatever.
And mix their biscuits right there and lift it out and roll it.
How about that? I didn't know that. What do folks in this area call soft drinks? Just the generic name.
Pop.
Okay.
We used to make a lot of root beer when I was a kid. My folks used to make.
Okay. And was there ever any illegal alcohol grown in this area?
Yes, there was.
Not any at all.
We could tell you a lot of funny stories about some of that.
Tell me one or two. That would be interesting.
There were some men up at Rand. Have you been up
there? I've driven through there, yes, ma'am.
They did quite a lot of that moonshining, and somebody was always trying to catch him. And so this... I should have John tell that. He knew more about it than I did. I thought that was kind of funny when they thought the revenue was coming.
Yeah, these two brothers who had made quite a little shine, and they saw these fellows coming, and they thought they were revenueers. And they had 2-gallon jugs of booze. And one brother said, "Now you go down the Willows and you watch me, and if I raise my hat, you break the whiskey." Well, this fellow had a habit of raising his hat and scratching his head. And they were wool buyers.
And they weren't revenuers.
No, they were wool buyers. He scratched his head and his brother broke the whiskey. Another time, this revenuers came in, and this woman had a bottle of whiskey set in there. And she was ironing. She just put a sprayer in the top of it and used it so that they didn't know she had whiskey in the bottle.
What are some of the words that you've heard for illegal alcohol? Besides
moonshine,
white lightning.
Okay. Booze.
Squeezes.
Okay. We have a little bottle over at the museum that says booze. It's a man's name. And I think that must be where that word booze came from. The lady that brought it in found it in Mexico. But it's a Mr. Booze or Booze Canning Company or something.
That may be where it comes from. I bet it might be. In the old days, if they had a get-together, say, maybe at a church or at the community where every family brought something to eat, what would you call that?
Well, I might call it a picnic or